It's the most wonderful time of the year, unless, of course, you are day-to-day regular contributor Marcos McPeace Villatoros. As families across the country get ready for the holiday season, the Los Angeles-based novelist finds himself out of sync with the seasonal cheer, as he reflects in this essay.
It's a close-run thing, but I think Ebenezer Scrooge in his pre-conversion days was probably more a fan of Christmas than I am. You see, I know what this time of year is really about. Other people's hearts are warmed by the smiling Santas, the twinkling lights in the tree, and the glow of Hanukkah candles. But during this season, I feel the chill of the pagan. Life and death are at play here. The pre-winter solstice, the shortening of days that you can't escape even here in Southern California, the sun's too swift descent on these winter afternoons, for me, all these come with a whiff of mortality. My wife and kids are different. They don't share my gloomy demeanor, and they enter into the season with gusto. Even so, knowing their old man's Grinch-like tendencies, they don't push it. Except, perhaps, for my son Ben, who seems hell-bent on getting me into the swing of things. Last week, my wife Michelle was pinning up holiday decorations, and I was busying myself in reviewing my daughter Raquel's school geography essay. Just then, Ben dug out an old music box of his mother's. It has a red soldier on top, and it plays the Nutcracker tune, over and over. I burrowed deeper into Raquel's essay, finding a new fascination with the fauna of the Nile Delta. But by the time the apple-cheeked soldier had run through his fourth annoying rendition of the Nutcracker, I was on the run. I went for a shower, but when I cracked open the door, Ben had put the Nutcracker box on the bathroom floor. It stared at me innocently like some European voodoo doll, clinking out that darn tune yet again. Since Ben shares his birthday with Fidel Castro, I suppose I should expect him to be a bit of a rebel. I shouldn't be surprised that he is unfazed by his father screaming threats from the shower about using that soldier as kindling. For days, Ben's Nutcracker stealth-bombed me. I read in the living room, the music drifted up from behind the couch. Opened the refrigerator, the soldier stood sentry next to the milk. Read the New Yorker in the toilet, and it lurked outside, singing away as if waiting its turn. But it was when the soldier invaded the bedroom, when I was tinkled awake just before dawn by the strains of the sugar plum, that's when I hit breaking point. I reached out of bed and grabbed, not the Nutcracker, but my son, just before he escaped. I pulled him up and we looked at each other face to face. I said, "Ben, what are you doing to me?" He gave me an Eskimo nose rub, then a butterfly with his eyelash. "Merry Christmas, Daddy," he said. Oh, how a child can flood your heart with happiness, how this strange season can gladden the heart of the most jaded man. "Merry Christmas, son," I almost said, but I didn't, and just for good measure, I've hidden the Nutcracker doll in the garden shed. Happy holidays.
That essay by Marcos McPeak Villatoro. His latest book is Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. Alex Chadwick is back on Monday. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.